Previously on Cliff and Kendall, Coast to Coast.
Raccoons.
Oh, those poor raccoons.
We have. There have been raccoons over in that garbage can behind Kendall for like the last week.
Well, I haven't smelled them. I didn't know they were back there. You could have told me.
Kendall, you smelt them and you dealt them.
Good things come to those who wait. While you're waiting, get ready for more Cliff and Kendall, Coast to Coast.
You got bills to pay and the rent is due, but you spent your money all up on food. Your car blew up into a fireball. It would be nice to escape it all. To go someplace where the laughs are free, and there are bad jokes and bad hosts and bits of humanity. Ladies and gentlemen, Cliff and Kendall, Coast to Coast. We're the show that'll never say die. Ladies and gentlemen, Cliff and Kendall are your hosts. Come along for the ride, where we can laugh about everything and make it through anything. Belch in your face and hear that ding-a-ring. And occasionally we sing. Ladies and gentlemen, Cliff and Kendall and all the friends are here and ready to go. And now that you, the listener, are here, we're ready to start the show.
Oh, it's time to flirt!
It's time to flirt!
Ladies and gentlemen, Cliff and Kendall.
It's time to flirt.
What a flirt.
With disaster on our show. People are tuning in right now and they're like, what the hell is going on?
Definitely.
Sorry, I started yelling.
Yeah, I know.
You know I love to yell. I get so excited at the beginning of the show.
That's how Rush Limbaugh feels. He's so excited!
Oh, please don't ever say I sound like Rush Limbaugh.
You look more like him than you sound
That's
like him.
Just as bad.
Oh, Kendall, this is Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast.
I know.
It's what?
You have to tell me.
Well, then tell us what
it
is.
No, you tell the listeners.
You tell the listeners.
I don't know what it is.
It's so argumentative on this happy flirting show.
I know. Well, Cliff and Kendall, we're internet talk show / filler program for radio station KBSH, Rye 99.
Rye
99.
We talk about all kinds of things, from Clean Week to saluting the elderly to sea themes, all over the place.
Now, are you mad because of what happened at Charles the Contractor's Comicide yesterday?
I'm always mad about what happens at Charles the Contractor's Comicide, Cliff. Because you made me come. And
you should come at your contractor in a coma, for heaven's sake.
My contractor. And
come
they,
on.
They
and
said that on. There was a chance that he was getting better.
They thought he was about to wake up. So I was there, you were there, Mr. Snodbottom was there, Mrs. Butter Butter Butterchurn was there, yep, with Fonky, Crockpot, Austin. We all gathered around the coma side for like 8 hours.
Mm-hmm. That's enough to know anybody, sitting with Charles Contract for 8 hours.
Fonky and Mr. Snodbottom both had loaded diapers.
And guess what? He didn't wake up.
He didn't even wake up.
Just like Charles.
He just kept raising his middle finger like he'd been doing.
But like, he was doing it to me. I know it.
Maybe he's flipping off the Reaper. You ever thought of that?
Oh, he shouldn't. Put that finger down, Charles.
Don't flip off the Reaper.
let him take you into his loving embrace.
What a wonderful
way. That's the only
way
out of the contract, Cliff.
To think of the Reaper.
Well, I hope the Reaper has a loving embrace. That's the only way I can think about death.
Bony, loving embrace.
Don't fear the Reaper just because he's thin.
Don't feed the Reaper is what they would say if we were the Reaper.
We're too fat to be the Reaper,
Cliff. Too fat to be the Reaper.
But I'm just so excited to talk about flirting, Cliff. I've waited
excited. When we started talking in the meeting about this flirting episode, Kendall was just like Jesse from Saved by the Bell, and he started writing down the pencil, and smoke started coming out, and he was like, I'm so excited!
I was like, finally, something I know something about.
Flirting. What a flirt!
What a flirt I am. Everybody says it.
Now, you're such a flirt. Now, some people are turned off by flirting. Some people get queasy when certain people flirt with them.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know, what do you have tips for the listeners? Let's say there's a lonely listener out there in listener land in Busheltown at 4 a.m. can't sleep, just turned us on a few minutes ago, or some other unlucky soul who downloaded this show. I don't know how they found it. We've tried to keep it quiet. I don't know how they found it.
We take down all the billboards.
We've been in hiding for many years.
Can't help it. We're
out anyway, there. They don't know how to flirt. And they're saying, who better? Maybe anybody better, but let's find out. Whoa.
That's tip number one. Don't do that.
Don't. That's a non-example.
That's a don't. That's a DD.
Don't go there.
Don't go there.
Don't go there.
Cliff, here's what I want the listeners to know to begin with.
Just boil it down for us.
Well, when you first meet somebody,
yeah,
that first time that you meet them, you don't do that.
Don't do it.
It's based, now this is the sad part for us, it's based on 55%, and this is a scientific chart, 55% on your appearance and your body language, 38% on the style of speaking, and only 7% on actually what you say the first time you meet somebody. So, the good news for Charles is that when you're trying to flirt with somebody and you come up with some hokey, terrible, take you back, you fell out of the stars, that's only 6% of what they're paying attention to. They're how you act, you've got to be comfortable with yourself.
Man, oh man.
And humor.
Humor, come on.
Come on, that's number one. And that's why we're so good at flirting, because we
maybe
have such great humor.
If you're out on a date, don't know what else to do, you want to try some humor, you could just say, hey, I got this great podcast we could listen to instead of talking.
Got some bad jokes.
No, you just play one of our shows. Mm-hmm. Go into your podcast app, play it.
Cliff Kendall, The New Flirting.
The New Flirting. Instead of flirting, listen to our show.
Yes.
That's what anybody who's listening, they're doing it instead of flirting.
Exactly.
For sure.
Yes.
Kendall, there's a cruel tip from our writers that they sent that I feel the need to impart. Sad, but cruel. Now, this is proof why you get flirted with, okay? You don't have to have a crush on somebody just to flirt with them.
Oh, no.
Listen to the people. We now know why these women flirt with you. Why? Why would they do it? Are they nearsighted? Farsighted? but no, they're doing this, Kendall. They're practicing this tip. They're flirting with people they couldn't care less about in order to hone their skills. So maybe if
I'm there for them.
Yeah, the listener is out there. You just go up to somebody in a grocery store. You think, this person looks god-awful. You just flirt with them like, well, hey, nice melons over here.
I wouldn't say that. But
yeah.
See, I'm married, so I'm happy to be that person. Just if you're looking for somebody that looks awful that you want to flirt with,
yeah,
I'm there for you.
And Susan couldn't be happier for you to flirt with them, because I talked about how some people, their stomach gets turned by flirting, and Susan's example A.
See, when somebody flirts with me, I immediately call Susan, I'm like, guess what? This girl just flirted, and she's like, oh, was she blonde?
And then she pukes.
Pukes right all over everything.
Pukes.
Now, Cliff, scientists say,
yes.
I'm all into the science of flirtation.
What if the scientists
say? That's why I've become so good at it. I've been studying the science of flirtation for years.
Good.
And scientists say that you should initiate flirtation with people roughly the same level of attractiveness as yourself.
Oh, God.
If you want it to go somewhere.
Let me tell you, don't be a gay man unless you're a 10. Unless you're walking around looking like Tom Cruise, 1985. Don't bother. Because everybody out there looks like Dom DeLuise, and all the Dom DeLuises, like me, we think we should have a Tom Cruise. We're all insane.
Well, I'm here to tell you that
it's a mad world.
That's not the case. Yeah. Studies have shown that evenly matched
finally,
partners.
Finally, you tell me. You couldn't have told me 8 years ago when this show started.
I've been wanting to do a flirt show for 8 years.
Well, your excitement about it is what turned us off.
I know.
For
well,
so long.
But the studies have shown that evenly matched partners and attractiveness usually stay together longer.
Well, that makes sense.
It does.
You're Dan and Roseanne.
Uh-huh. Oh, Dan and Roseanne don't ever want to flirt with each other, though. That's the problem.
Uh-huh.
You want to flirt with the Tom Cruises of the world.
The Tom Cruises.
Mm-hmm. Hey, baby. Hey,
Kendall,
baby,
you got to flirt with your body.
Mm.
You got to flirt with your body. And don't underestimate the importance of body language. Ah, the men up there don't like a lot of blather. In fact, a girl who gossips is a bore. All right, Kendall, the next segment is what?
The next segment?
I'm throwing to it.
Throw into a segment.
I'm throwing to
early
it.
Early on, I got all these notes. Hold on, let me get through all these notes.
Some of those notes are making me sick.
Songs you should know.
Oh.
Cliff. It's time for the game show that makes you laugh. And now here are your pitch perfect hosts, Cliff, and your tone deaf. I'm getting there.
Yeah,
and your tone deaf host, Kendall.
No. I wouldn't say you're tone deaf. I wouldn't go that far.
I wouldn't go that far. You're just not perfect.
I wouldn't go that far. You may know that Reba song.
That was Cliff.
Out there. I didn't follow my heart. I'm still just singing for fun.
We've entered a segment.
We've entered a segment, listeners. Initiate segment. All right, here we are. This
CD-ROM
is...
CD-ROM says. That, we have to say that for the CD-ROM editing.
This is Songs You Should Know. It's our cult favorite segment. And in honor of flirtations, we're going to flirt with the listeners with some romantic songs you should know.
Or were they supposed to be romantic?
Yes!
Yeah, they're pretty romantic.
They better be damn romantic. My heart better melt over here, Kendall. Are you ready? Should I start?
I didn't get that note from the writers, but yes, mine are pretty romantic.
Idiot. Alright, here we go. I gotta take a little time to think things over. I better read between the lines, in case I need it when I'm older.
In my life, there's been heartache and pain.
I don't know if I can face it again. Take this lonely life.
I wanna know what love is.
I want Kendall to show me. Yes, you got one.
Oh, I got one.
Correct.
See, it's the ones about flirting.
Oh.
All right.
Who knew Kendall was a hopeless romantic? Yeah. I wish kind of that we'd never found out.
Well, these songs are about love, but they're not as like slow romantic like you would sing, Cliff.
Right.
I'm hurting, baby. I'm broken down. I need your loving, loving. I need it now.
The hurt, broke down blues.
When I'm without you, I'm something weak. You got me begging, begging. I'm on my knees.
On my knees blues.
So sugar, you're sweet.
Sugar. All right.
Maroon 5, Sugar.
Oh, who's ever heard that?
You never heard that?
No.
Do you not ever listen to, like,
KBSH?
Yeah, Ryan 99,
when
all the hits.
When Ryan 99 plays any hit after 2000, I switch over.
Oh, all right.
It's when I switch over to my podcast app and look up a Cliff and Kendall episode. All right, we talked just recently about how people 33 don't listen to new music anymore.
Well,
all I've been able to listen to the last 2 months is Rebel Heart. I've been rocking out.
You've just proven that fact.
I've been living for love for 2 months. Madonna cave. All right.
Oh.
The whispers in the morning of lovers sleeping tight are rolling like thunder now. As I look in your eyes, 'cause I'm your lady, you are my man.
Is that?
Whenever you reach for me, my sister in perfect pitch, Celine, I'm gonna do all that I can. What? Is that what?
I was gonna try to name the same name of the song.
Is yeah.
That, it must have been love.
No, that isn't this song.
What is it?
The power of love.
Wow.
It must have been It must have been love. But it's over now.
Thank you for singing that one as well.
Let me tell you to all the Roxette fans.
Power of Love.
I Must Have Been Love is a great song. Don't try to go buy it on iTunes, because all the ways you can buy it are you have to buy the whole album. Is
really?
It? Yes! I tried to do it only weeks ago.
Well, what is wrong with the world?
I don't know.
All right.
I don't know.
All right. Well, I don't know if you'll get this one either, because it's past 2000.
Oh, right.
Let's see. Nice to meet you, where you been? I could show you incredible things. Magic, madness, heaven, sin. Saw you there and I thought, oh my God, look at that face. You look like my next mistake. Love's the game, wanna play.
Love is a game.
No, that is Blank Space by Taylor Swift.
Oh, I hate that.
Well, I didn't say I was going to find ones that you love.
I wanted you to find ones that I love.
No, because then you always get them. Let's make this a little more
Why
fair.
Why not make this a little more happy for me? Why do birds suddenly appear?
Every time
you are near. Just like me, they long to be
close to you.
Do-do-do. Yes!
Is that Burt Bacharach?
I think of it as The Carpenters, but I think it's one of those songs that's many people.
Oh, okay. I think he did it.
He probably wrote it.
Oh, okay. All right.
Guessing. I don't know.
I really wish I had known these were supposed to be romantic love songs.
Well, I wish you would read things included in parentheses by the writers. But it's okay. It's okay.
I'm gonna check that writers.
It's okay.
Email right now.
Check it. Please check the writers.
Because I feel like I'm crazy.
I'll do one while you check
do
it.
Do one.
Love. Soft as an easy chair. Low. Fresh as the morning. Love. Ageless and evergreen.
I don't know that one.
It must have been love.
Wait, is it real?
No.
Oh, I was like, what the fuck?
Evergreen. And I have been vindicated. I had my eyes closed as I sang, but I know I was vindicated by his look at the email. Because I saw it, right?
Oh, I was going to.
Right?
I was going
right?
to.
You were going to say.
I was just about to say.
But it was totally vindicated.
It was in the email. It's,
it was. In parentheses.
Sorry that I missed it. I was going down through like that.
Hey, sing it to the writer, sister. That's all the time we have, or do you have more?
Let's just end it there. That's all the time we have for Songs You Should Know. Join us next time for more Songs You Should Know.
I have nothing personally against Taylor Swift. What I don't like about her is that she writes all the songs about all these men that I love.
Mm-hmm. Let's take a break.
Period.
Don't get any funny ideas. There's more funny Cliff and Kendall coming up, so stick around.
If you really love love, tune in to Rye 99 seven nights a week for the biggest name in radio, Dolores.
Dolores.
Dolores knows what love is. Seven nights a week on Rye
99.
Welcome back to the show. I hope you're ready for fat people.
Welcome back.
To flirtations.
To flirtation. Time to get some more flirting on, Cliff.
Kendall, get your flirt on.
I tried. But nobody matched my attractive level.
Nope, nobody matched his attractiveness level. Couldn't find any other ones.
Nope.
I couldn't find any other people that were just a fraction. And so, that's why we
gave up. That's where we just ended it.
That's why we landed here.
Cliff, you know, there's nonverbal flirting and there's verbal flirting. And as you talked about with the body language and everything like that. But then when it comes to talking, here's one of the things that I found very interesting that we never do when we have guests on the show.
Yeah.
Turn-taking.
No, we never. We don't do it when there's no guests.
No, I know. We're like, it's my turn to talk. My turn to talk.
We've acknowledged it greatly.
But when you're flirting, it's very important to let the other person talk and not just do all the talking. I thought that was a really important thing to hit upon up on our show.
I think so.
I hit upon it, so let's move on.
Candleboy.
Oh, Mr. Snodbottom, what is going on?
Excuse me, Candleboy. Hate to break it.
Oh, here, were you guys scheduled to come in?
Oh, dear.
I thought we could surprise you boys on the air.
What a surprise.
We could talk about flirting ourselves. I feel that we are the masters of flirtation.
Dear, that's such a private
you
subject.
You guys are the masters of flirtation.
Well, dear, I do have to say.
Yes, but.
He's quite the flirter, dear.
He's quite erotic when we're at home and we play Count the Doilies on a Saturday afternoon.
You do know what excites me, dear.
Mr. Marbles as I give Funky a bottle by the fire. And Mrs. Potter Butter Butter Tune says, dear, you're the kind of man I've always wanted to marry, dear.
Well, dear.
Melts my heart, dear.
I have a story, dear, of a very flirtatious moment.
Oh, all right.
I'm sorry, it's maybe too hot for the air,
too
dear.
Too hot to handle here.
It may be too hot, dear. If our listeners want to, if they want to have small children, leave the room before I talk about this, dear.
Mind your propriety, dear.
Well,
don't air our dirty laundry, dear.
Oh, dear, it's nothing that personal, dear, but we...
Oh, okay.
I don't even know if I've told you this, Mr. Snodbottom,
oh,
dear.
My.
Oh, it's getting so scandalous on the show.
Dear.
Well, dear, we went...
Feeling secrets on the air.
We went on vacation, dear.
Yeah.
Down to Florida, dear. It was a lovely vacation. Mrs. Snodbottom and I, myself, had. and we went to this spa, dear, for a nice massage, dear. And we had a couple's massage, dear. I look over, and at one point, Mr. Snotbottom had so much oil all over him, dear. And he had just a little cloth covering him, dear. And he looked over and smiled at me, and it really set me soaring, dear.
Dear, I remember the massage well, dear. The tiny Korean woman kept slipping and sliding on my back and grabbing my back hairs. And quite painful. I remember looking at you, trying to signal you with my eyes that I was ready to leave. But it was a beautiful moment, nonetheless, dear.
Oh, well, misinterpretation, dear. I love you too, dear.
I love you. All right, boys. I guess that's enough. I'm not sure. We might as well leave, dear.
Yeah, well, let's go, dear.
Let's go flirt at home, dear.
Oh, quite right, dear. I really thought that you were enjoying that.
Well, got a little racy on the show.
That got a little racy.
Hey, baby.
Mrs. Potter, but a churn.
And speaking
never
of,
expected that coming from her.
Speaking of massages, it's too late for our show to have a happy ending. So we're going to just throw to the next segment. And Kendall, let me ask you this. Do you have a minute?
Oh, I got one clip. It's time for Clip Media Minute.
Whoa. Kendall, anyway, in Hollyweird this week, the big buzz is, of course, I am so sad about this. We know you're an avowed Leno man, but I'm a Letterman man. I'm a Letterman man, always have been, always will be. And when David Letterman went off last week, I was too broken up, and I thought I'll just save it for the media minute. He went off last week, and it was just so emotional, Kendall.
I did. I watched the last five episodes, and my TiVo cut off the last 5 minutes of his last show. So I have yet to see the very end.
They're all on YouTube.
Are they? Yeah. He was in the middle of this speech. He was like, well, I just want to thank all these people. And then it was like, do you want to delete this? I was like,
oh, God.
Oh!
Well, you do want to watch, because then it was like a 5 minute montage with the Foo Fighters of like all 30 years.
Oh, well, that's what I got to see.
Yeah, you
Okay, well, we'll be right back. I'm just kidding. Continue with your meeting minute.
But anyway, I am just so sad. And I know time marches on, and that is just the way it is.
Well, I know you only have a minute, and I don't mean to break in, but all the talk shows that we grew up with are, like Jay Leno, they're all like new people. And with him, I felt like it was the last one.
Yeah.
And when I was watching, I thought, this is like the last person we grew up with. It's so sad.
Well, and it gets weirder. I don't know if you have any celebrities that you sort of associate with one of your parents, but now my parents famously gave me up for adoption in high school. But before then, I knew them well, and I associate David Letterman closely with my father. And it's because when I was very little, they would tape David Letterman at night and then watch it the next day, because it's too late for them, because it went late night on NBC after Carson. And so anyway, I remember that, and it was very emotional even then, associating him so closely with my own father. But do you have anybody like that with your mom or dad that you associate?
Not my mother or father, or I haven't really put anything together. The only person I ever associated with, my grandmother, who was the most very maternal feeling to me when I was a child, was Sophia from The Golden Girls. So when she passed away, that was all get out. I couldn't take it. My mother's most like Jay Leno. No,
your
I'm
mother's
kidding.
A lot like Leno. She's always reading funny headlines.
She just keeps coming back for more.
Back for more. So it was very sad, and I won't say who I associate with my mother unless I ever meet Madonna, and she would hate me. So anyway, that's the saddest thing in the media.
Let's bring it up.
Briefly, other happy things. Guess what? After 7 years, almost as long as our show's been on, Lindsay Lohan off probation. She's a free bitch, baby.
Well, it's a new chapter in the Cliff and
Kendall
show.
A new dawn, a new day with Lindsay Lohan.
It's a new dawn, it's a new day.
Speaking of obesity and us, Kendall, there's a man who you want to be a lot more like, and his name is Ronnie Brower. And you know why? It's because he lost over 400 pounds.
Oh my god.
And do you know how he did it, Kendall? You're belching in shock.
Exercising and eating healthy.
No, of course it was because he added who to his playlist. This is why we're so fat. Taylor Swift.
See?
He owes it all to Taylor Swift, Kendall. 400 plus pounds.
She's got a blank space, and she'll write my name.
And here, speaking of other blank, okay, speaking of other blank spaces.
If you know the song, it'd be hilarious.
I bet I would laugh and laugh and laugh. Kendall, other blank spaces is one you could fill. It's a real estate, real estate home. If you have a quick 100 mil, why don't you just buy Michael Jackson? God bless his soul. The Neverland Ranch.
If I could afford it, I would.
It's up for grabs.
It's haunted by Michael Jackson.
No.
Yes.
No.
Caught it on video.
No.
Yes.
No. You know it has a lot of old, like, E.T. props.
And it has all kinds of
Home Alone memorabilia, yes. Elephant Man bones,
I want
all
it
that
all.
Stuff.
I'll take it.
All of it. Kendall, and that's all for this week's Media Minute.
Oh, so much fun and so much sadness this sad. Media Minute. It was very sad.
So sad we had that minute together.
And you know what else is sad?
What?
Me.
You are.
And what is it with me?
I prefer not to think about it.
What is it? With Kendall. With Kendall. With Kendall. With Kendall.
Proverbial question.
I'm gonna finally just give up and call it, what is it with Kendall? Because I've tried for years now.
The eternal question, what is it with Kendall? We've been asking it for 33 years.
Doctors have tried and failed.
Dr.
Blathers
nine out of 10 doctors.
7 days a week on trying to figure out what it is.
Give up. Yeah.
Gave up.
Give up.
All right, Cliff. Here we go.
These better be right.
Oh, they're so good. You're gonna be so excited.
Oh, good.
Adriana Castellotti was voiced as the lead role in this film.
I
know you like to get on the first one.
I don't think you will. Gorillas in the Mist.
No. close. No, I'm kidding. It was one of the first films to premiere at New York City's Radio City Music Hall.
Radio City Music Hall. Snow White.
Yes!
Seven Dwarfs.
How did you know on number two?
Thank God I knew. I was getting mad.
I know. You're like,
I was getting angry.
I missed a whole one. Okay. Cliff, its construction evolved in several phases spanning approximately 1,500 years.
Oh my. The Roman Colosseum.
Oh no.
Noaseum.
In 1986, the site and its surroundings were added to UNESCO's list of World Heritage Sites.
Ooh, Graceland.
No. 1,500 years to build Graceland.
The jungle room alone.
New archaeological evidence indicates that it originally served as a burial ground.
Burial ground. Stonehenge.
Yes, Cliff. You got it in three.
Three, thank God.
You're going to break a record. Okay. You've got time for one more?
One more.
Mr. Nobottom, you got one more?
Only one.
Which one? It's so hard.
So good. They're all so good.
I picked good ones this week.
So good.
All right. His grandfather invented magic baking powder and secured the family's fortune.
Magic baking powder, General Armin Hammer.
No.
Army Hammer.
In 1955, he won $32,000 for an appearance on the game show, The $64,000 Question.
Howard Hughes.
No.
News.
He made his film debut in 1938 in Service de Luxe, or Deluxe.
Service de Luxe. Ronald Reagan.
No. He has a guest spot as the villain Egghead on the 1960s TV series Batman.
Ooh, Vincent Price.
Yes. I was about to say the next one you'll get it because it talks about he was in Here's Lucy and the Brady Bunch.
Love it.
All right, Cliff.
Love it.
That's all the time we have for What Is It With Kendall?
What is it with that guy? What is it with Kendall?
Still trying to figure it out, listeners. Still trying to figure it out.
What is it with that guy?
Speaking of
such a fat guy. Why doesn't he stop eating?
If we knew that,
it
I would
seems
be curious.
That simple. What is it with Kendall?
Well, now I'm sad.
I'm so sad.
I'm so sad that you wrote a whole song about how fat I am.
Oh, we wrote it years ago. Kendall in our hearts is only just now firming it up in our minds.
There were more lyrics just added. I felt it.
No, I've sung that many times.
All that?
Yes, I've sung every word of that before, Kendall. That shows what attention you paid to this damn show.
I'm drunk on every episode, you know that. If our listeners are as sad as I am about that sad, sad song and want to know more about flirting, go to cliffandkendall.blogspot.com, Facebook, Twitter.com/cliffandkendall, emails at cliffandkendall@yahoo.com, give us a call on our fat line, 818-308-4FAT, we're on Tumblr, we're on Google, we're everywhere. We're on eBay, I'm sure.
We're on eBay. People are trying to sell this shit. Good luck to them.
Mm-hmm.
Kendall, I got this quote from wonderful autobiography of Janet Leigh.
Oh, good.
And it's a quote from somebody else, but it was in her autobiography.
Was it?
No.
Okay.
It was, "The purpose of life is not to be happy. The purpose of life is to matter, to be productive, to have it make some difference that you live at all. And that was said by Leo Rostin. And for me, that was an Oprah-style moment. When I read in print, the purpose of life is not to be happy. And then I thought, I fulfilled my purpose.
The pursuit of sadness. We're in it.
I know. I love that quote. And it was an aha moment.
It's already on the wall. I can see it right
already
there.
On the wall.
Cliff, love is a flirt, and I've never met a... Sorry. Let me try that again.
Okay.
I love to flirt, and I've never met a man I didn't like. That was good old Dolly Parton.
Dolly Parton. Aww.
And on the opposite side of that spectrum, if I tried to flirt with a woman and she didn't know who I was, she would run away. That's Larry David.
Oh, Lair. Take me home. I'm Cliff.
And I'm Kendall. Thanks for listening. We'll see you here next week.
Oh, yes. Come up and see us sometime, listeners.
Listening to Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast. Binge listen to more episodes at cliffandkendall.blogspot.com.
Initiate flirtation, 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 initiate flirtation.